you just can't know it all. You've got to listen. So if you come talk to me, I am going to listen to you.
Will you get a lollipop after it's over with?
You might. You like might get doctor, you might get something to eat.
Hey, there you go.
So now the other things that we can talk about is all kinds of different strategies. You know, what you want to leave to your loved ones, and you know, do you want to make it bigger than it is? Like life insurance, that's a biggie. A lot of people say, "Well, life insurance is a ripoff." No, it's not.
It's for the people you leave.
It is not a ripoff.
That's right.
Now, it can be a ripoff if you got the wrong situation and the wrong. But if it's planned correctly and done correctly and you're insurable, it's not a ripoff. You just don't want to put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, we've learned about that.
Yeah. So I think life insurance should be seen as being one of the best in regards to tax-free disbursement. A lot of people say, what? Tax-free? Yeah. Tax-free disbursement, my friend. And also an explosion of dollars. Explosion.
You want your dollars exploding real quick.
They go up real quick.
Speaking of exploding, Matt's head's exploding over there because we're about out of time.
All right. Well, we can pick up on all this on a later date.
Hey, yes, we can.
And even Donald Trump will agree with us on this, I think. I see him standing out there. He's still trying to get in here.
Y'all let him in just for a couple minutes. Remember, proper planning prevents poor performance. This has been the Health and Wealth and Show. The Health and Wealth and Show? That's what I said.
We're not going to show.
With David Ernest. We'll see you next time.
Discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off their already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. During the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Well, hi, everybody. There is still a chance that you will encounter one of those random storms roaming around. The chances are not great, but they're still there. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the lower 90s, spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there. Many lucky communities will get one. A lot of towns will be skipped. Then, better rain chances start to filter in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as the storms will be in greater supply for the weekend. Still hot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios high atop the glorious Budale Building in Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams, which must be true because they put it on our trash cans. Once again, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, once again, it's time for the weeknight edition of Clearing the Air. As always, I am your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man struggling to cope with the mind and body infected with the very progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons. Welcome to the program. I am your intrepid host, Terry Adams. You know, believe it or not, I also do a weekend show every Saturday night from 6 till 9. And it's on that particular program that I delve deeply with the assistance of the incomparable postman into the more out-of-the-world elements of what's really going on in this world. Now, here's the important stuff. Please do not believe a single word you hear, as it's not my intention to convince you of anything. It's not my desire to talk you into anything. And it's certainly not my job to awaken you to the truth. This is what I feel led to do. This is why I do it. It's the only reason I do it. My daddy always said something that you have to work hard for, to put sweat equity in, to toil to attain, is always going to mean more to you than something that someone just gives you. And he was right, like he was most of the time, although I never listened. For the past few months, my beloved Fuji FinePix 9900 digital camera has been doing some really weird and quite annoying things. Now, this is the camera I use with the really good zoom lens to get those really good images of all the Kim trailers, what I call the Kim liners, as they fly across our sky, dropping God knows what onto us. Namely, my camera's been requiring that I go in and set the date and time every time I turn it on. While this is not an arduous task, it requires that I access the menu on the camera and scroll through to the date and time and spend about a minute with the various buttons until I get the correct date and time entered into the camera. Well, the issue is the aggravation of not being able to quickly turn on the camera and start shooting pictures when something flies by. That's very annoying. Now, I know in the overall scheme of things, this is not a big deal. I mean, there's people out there that are really dealing with stuff, important stuff. This is nothing. Just, I want you to understand what this is, what's going on, and this is one of the many, many, many little small annoying things that seem to all be occurring at once at this point in my life. 2 days ago, the shutter button on my Canon digital camera ceased to function, rendering it useless. And then this morning, while gazing up at a bizarre sky that I really needed to be taking images of, I grabbed my Fuji and I slid the power button to the on position that it made that beeping noise I've come to know and loathe, which told me that I had to set the date and time, which I kind of thought that would happen. However, once I had gone through the aforementioned and quite annoying procedure, a message popped up on the screen, data card error. I had installed the same Fuji 8-gig card that I always use. Well, I remember thinking maybe the little slide on the side of the card, the read-write protect, maybe that got accidentally not on purpose, slid. So I opened the little door where the little card resides, which this is the same door, by the way, that where the batteries are. So when you open that little compartment, it takes the power away, so you got to start all over again. Well, the little white plastic slide thingy had not been moved. So I know the card's not full. I know the card has not been read-write-protect, so I stick it back in there. Now, of course, since the batteries had lost contact, I had to go back through the date, time, crap again. Then I hear the beep, beep again. Once more, card error message flashed up. So I do that like 3 more times for the card. I'm cleaning it. I'm trying to figure out why it won't work. Again, it just won't work. So I go get another card, same thing. So once again, I'm left with another non-functioning camera, the second one in a week, and nothing to film the sky with except my cell phone camera. Oh. And my cell phone camera. They made me install the obligatory update like a week ago, and now I no longer have the ability to film in black and white, just color only. Plus, with just an 8x zoom, it's better suited to night vision, taking images of trees and stuff. You really can't get any close-ups in the sky with that camera. So, what is going on with me and electronics? Am I being messed with again? It sure seems that way to me. And an update. Late this afternoon, as I started doing my last-minute stuff on my laptop, the laptop that I use every night, it suddenly displayed a matrix-like pattern on the screen with any kind of input I tried to give it having no effect whatsoever. So I had to hard reboot it, pull the power plug, drop the battery, and just take it down hard. I had to dig out my backup. Well, my backup doesn't have AOL Gold on it, so I have to rely on Explorer, which I hate Explorer. And I don't have any of my presets to go to my normal places, so what a mess. Fortunately, when I was swapping power supplies to fire up the backup laptop, I was amazed to find that my initial power supply for the laptop I always use was cold. So I'm thinking, wait a minute. So a swap of power supplies seems to have brought my original laptop, thank God, back to life. Fortunately, I keep my power supplies numbered for just such an occasion, by the way. Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all out there believe that Trump is going to save us and get us our country back? I hate to tell you this, but I suppose somebody's got to do it. Donald Trump has been placed in a position in order to give us hope and persuade us to back off just a little bit in our quest to drain the proverbial swamp. All the bickering back and forth, and this is just my opinion, is simply theater. It's meant to keep us distracted and entertained while the powers that shouldn't be and their deep state minions continue their wholesale destruction of our country. Look at what they've done. They've looted America for over $21 trillion. They even changed the laws so they can do this legally with no consequences whatsoever. And then they've managed the perceptions of all of us Americans to believe that our president is fighting for us. He's going to drain the swamp. We have nothing to worry about. Remember, a person's actions always reflects their beliefs. So if we use that as a barometer, look at what Trump is doing about the invasion of America. Nothing. Nothing. I think we're being played. You know, Postman calls it a double-double cross, and I'll accept that. I think we're being played. I don't like it. I don't like being played. It's not cool. I don't like it at all. But that's what it looks like to me is what's going on. Some other news. The Montgomery Police Department is now, they're now being allowed to grow beards and have all manner of tattoos. Now, the department's telling us it's so that the public can more easily identify with the policeman. Well, what if it's for the police to be more normal citizen-like, to basically not be noticed, to not stand out? Why would they do that, you may ask? Because sorting through the New World Order's who's going to capitulate and go along with us versus the troublemakers is a whole lot easier if the ones making that distinction are not recognized as cops. Think of it this way. This is the equivalent of a cop sitting in a neighbor's driveway in an unmarked car radaring speeders in your neighborhood. The ultimate stealth and incognito. Just something to think about. Thursday on Happy Hour, Joey is going to be, of course, hosting for Greg. I'm not in the loop. I don't know where Greg is, but Joey came outside where I was sitting out there doing my normal praying before the show, and he asked me would I come on Thursday. He wants to talk about, of all things, Bob Lazar. He was on Joe Rogan's show. You know, Lazar's been laying kind of low. He doesn't seek the limelight. And for those who aren't familiar with Bob Lazar is a physicist who worked at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and claims that he was taken on a bus with blacked-out windows to Area 51 and led into an elevator and went down, 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 dozens of levels underground. And he was asked to reverse engineer some kind of football-sized nuclear reactor on a crash saucer we had recovered. You can't make this stuff up. Now, of course, as they do, the deep state, job one is character assassination. So they went after him hard initially. Oh, he never worked there. He never did this. Of course, they went through and scrubbed all the employment records at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, so you won't find his name there. However, I'm trying to remember the host's name in Arizona. Oh, gosh. He fills in on Coast to Coast from time to time. He's Randall. Last name's Randall. He interviewed Lazar, and he asked Lazar. Now, for some reason, Randall is very familiar. His last name's Randall. Is very familiar with the JPL. So he asked Lazar, "Where's the lunchroom? How do you get to the cafeteria?" And according to him, Lazar knows the inside of the JPL. There's no way you could know the inside of the JPL unless you had been in the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. So Lazar seems legitimate. The fact that he shunned being in the limelight, he didn't want to talk about all this stuff, to me, that adds a little bit of legitimacy to what he's telling us. Anyway, he got interviewed by Joe Rogan this past week, and it's a big deal. Lazar, where he screwed up, and it's funny in a weird kind of way, is he would tell friends, hey, come along with me, and they would get in his car and drive out to a bluff overlooking Area 51, and they would watch the saucers being tested. One night, security came up on him, and when they, you know, asked for ID and they realized who he was, he got in a lot of trouble. I think that's what terminated his employment in that program. And of course, I would assume he had to take some kind of really big secrecy oath. Most of them do. But if so, he violated it because he told everything he knew, you know. And I think we deserve to know that. We should know that. And something I always ask myself is, okay, if you're Eisenhower, if you're any of these guys, when this purported crash at Roswell happened, when you discover that there is life out there besides us, and you discover that they've been visiting here a very long time, they're surveilling us, they're actually taking some of us for tests and stuff, every human on this planet has the right to know that. Everyone has the right to know that. And that view was shared by the defense secretary at the time, and of course I can't think right now, but they threw him out of a six-story window at Bethesda because he disagreed with the idea of keeping it secret. He said, we need to tell people. They have a right to know, and they do. And they killed him for it. Ask yourself, why would they want to keep this a secret? Now, of course, the think tanks all say, well, you can't, because if you disclose that we're not alone in the universe, you know, religion's going to crash. Every foundation of our life as we know it is going to crumble, because this is literally earth-shaking. Great revelations is going to change everything. I think man can deal with the truth better than man can deal with deception, particularly when it's been a deception that's been ongoing for so long, you know, 60, 70 years, ever long it's been going on. We can handle the truth. Give us the truth. Don't deceive us. Because when you deceive us, then our imagination gets going. And believe me, we can imagine some pretty crazy, evil, wicked things. I know I can. But I just think there's something nefarious going on when they want to keep this a secret. Why do they want to keep it a secret? I can't come up with any good reason. Tonight I'm going to play you some William Cooper, part one of Babylon. Cooper, I've made no secret of the fact that Cooper is one of the few human beings that I look up to. I did look up to till they killed him. William Cooper is one of only two people who predicted 9/11, even told us who was they were going to blame on it and everything. Pretty sharp guy. He was, I believe he was Army. He was a riverboat or a gunboat captain in Vietnam, got out and went back in O&I, and he was in, you know, naval intelligence, and he was privy to a lot of different things. And this Babylon series, I'm going to play you just part one of it. Part of it anyway, he talks about a lot of the things that he was privy to. He talks about how the powers that shouldn't be, the ones who are really running this joint, who are pushing for this one world government, this new world order, what they believe. And I got to tell you, when you listen to it, things are going to start clicking, at least they did for me, and it starts to really make sense how they see things. Now, two or three times throughout the interview, he'll say, these are not my views. These are the views of the cabal that's running everything, you know. And I'll throw out a spoiler for you. The sun, S-U-N, they look at the sun as the same as the sun, S-O-N. The sun has risen, using a U, R, and O. Every morning the sun rises, the sun has risen. When we say sun, S-O-N, that's usually all caps that we're talking about Christ, you know, Yeshua. They're talking about the sun, S-U-N, but they mix and match. It's hard to explain, but I'll let you hear that. You really need to hear this. It's very important that you hear this, as a matter of fact. But anyway, I told you about Joey. Okay. Now, if I can get this thing to work, I want to play you a clip, a real short clip, I promise, of Nancy Pelosi. And I got to tell you, this woman is the epitome of POS skag. She just is a disgusting human being. But listen to what she says here in this interview. Let's see if we can get this thing to play. All right, Nancy Pelosi, why are you not playing? Okay, what's going on here? Hooked up. Yeah, we're hooked up. Why are we not playing?
So, look, I'm a mom. I have five kids. Seven.
Let me start over. Okay. Sorry about that. This is Pelosi.
I spoke to the president. I said, look, I'm a mom. I have five kids, nine grandchildren. And your children are scared. You're scaring the children of America, not just in those families, but their neighbors and their communities. You're scaring the children. And I do think that some of the faith-based groups did weigh in with the president. I hope so. And now we have to continue to keep that pressure on.
Yeah. Okay, Nancy, let me ask you a question. What about the fear that the unborn have as they're in what they thought was the epitome of love and safety, their mother's womb, only to find a man-made metal monster coming at them to rip their damn arms and legs off? You want to talk about fear and children? You people, you pieces of crap, you subhuman Luciferian psychopath, hypocrite, nut job, you people make me sick. There's a hotter place in hell for you dried-up, delusional skag. And I hope you get a seat right beside the fire, Nancy, because you deserve it. These people are subhuman. They are so freaking evil. It sickens me to the core. They're the scum that scum wipes off the bottom of its feet. These people, oh my dear God, don't get me started. It's just, what are these people are just the epitome of evil. This dried up old skag. Joey has a good term for it, and I can't ever remember it. Something she sleeps hanging upside down in a cocoon of her own, the skin from her arm. I can't do it, but Joey has a really good description of Pelosi. Pelosi is a piece of crap. She sickens me to my core. People like her, all the Democrats, never mind. In 1960, listen to the statistic. This is a true statistic. In 1964, 76% of Americans had faith in the government to do what is right, always or most always of the time. By 2015, that figure fell to 19%. Yeah, 19%. I would put it lower than that. You know, and it's one thing, something my dad always told me, it never clicked with me, but it does now, is when someone lies to you, that always puts that little bit of doubt in your head. From then on, anything they tell you, you can't trust. We have caught our government lying to us so many times. I don't believe anything they tell me anymore. Nothing. And I don't see how we can. You can't. All right, here's a couple of quotes. Socrates, or Socrates, as they call him in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, said, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle." I believe that. Aldous Huxley once wrote to George Orwell and said, "The world's rulers' lust for power can be just as completely satisfied by suggesting people into loving their servitude as by flogging and kicking them into obedience." In other words, I feel that the nightmare of 1984 is destined to modulate into the nightmare of a world having more resemblance to that which I imagined in Brave New World. NASA is Satan without the T, hence the T-minus phrase they always use right before liftoff. I love that one. That really hits home. It does for me anyway. A little bit of good news. This actually is dated today. Yeah. It's from DC Dirty Laundry. Operation Trade Secrets, 85 arrests in Florida in a human trafficking sting. Authorities in Florida say they've arrested 85 people in a months-long human trafficking, the aforementioned sting. The Tampa Bay Times reports that Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister announced the arrests Monday. Officials say Operation Trade Secrets began at the outset of the year, focusing on hotels, motels, spas, massage parlors, strip clubs, adult bookstores, and other activities. They rounded up dozens of men and women suspected of sex-related crimes as part of a six-month operation. According to during a news conference, the sheriff said they had 85 of them in jail. Wow, that's a good thing. The efforts behind Operation Trade Secrets will have no ending until all human trafficking is stopped, the sheriff said. Whether you live here or vacationing or visiting, for any of our large upcoming sporting events like WrestleMania or Super Bowl, whatever, there is zero tolerance for this type of predatory behavior. Our message for anyone involved with the despicable practice of human trafficking, stop, because we're coming for you. I love it. We're talking about a range of charges, including prostitution, sex trade, drugs, weapons, and child pornography. Let's see. Marcel Walsh, 40, is the only person facing a human trafficking charge after, according to deputies, a woman told deputies that Walsh was forcing her into prostitution. Well, it sounds like she's just a pimp. I don't know. Well, Trump promised to throw his full weight behind the fight against human trafficking, and this appears to be the latest small wave from what has been a tsunami of sexual exploitation victories. Let's not forget the major victory against NXIVM and Keith Raniere recently. Yeah, well, we need to follow that one all the way out, folks, because I'm telling you, we all know where it's going to end up or where what it's going to encompass. The Clinton Foundation. Yes, they're involved in it. Absolutely they are. Yes. All right, Trump. I'm sorry. I don't trust you. You've got to be. If you don't build that wall, why did you listen to Pelosi? Why have you given these people an extra 2 weeks to go hide? I don't understand that. I don't trust you anymore, Trump. I wish I did, but I don't. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world of yours for 3 hours on Saturday, an hour and a half every weeknight. My vacation has worn off, in case you haven't noticed. I'm just very frustrated. And when I got to work this morning, I did ask about where my trampoline went. And I was told by a guy that works back in the warehouse that he was told to throw it away by my lead tech. So I go ask my lead tech. I didn't tell him that. It's the same story every time. And I'm tired of it. I can't handle it anymore. I can't handle people that won't do what you tell them to do, or that'll do it for a short amount of time, and they go back to the easier, softer way, and there's really nothing you can do. You can fire them. Good luck finding somebody else. This country's so screwed up, you can't find good help anymore. I'm sorry, I don't mean to unload on you, dear listener. I appreciate you listening. I certainly don't want to run you off. It's just been that kind of day again. Wow. See what else is really going on here. Not much. I mean, same old, same old. I mean, I hate to get into politics. Everything we thought was going on with the deep state and Hillary versus Trump is true. It's all coming out. We knew. I mean, we all knew. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure all this out. Exactly. The deep state was weaponized to go and try to stop Donald Trump, and they failed. But I think it's all a setup. Because I think they're all playing for the same side in one form or another. That's just my opinion, and I hope and pray I'm wrong. But I got a feeling I'm not, folks. Why would you not build the wall? Please tell me that. Why would you not protect our country? You're sworn to do that. I just think we're being hit by every direction, and there's just not much we can do to stop it. I just don't see a way to stop it. The ones that are tasked with preventing these things from happening are the ones doing it. So this is uncharted territory. What are we supposed to do? You know? We're going to have to take matters into our own hands, I'm afraid. That looks like that's where we're headed. And I really hate to say that, because it sounds like I'm saying that we're going to have to stand up and revolt. And I've never advocated violence on this program. I don't plan on doing so. But you tell me, what other choices do we have? Elections don't work. They put in whoever they want.